Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The hour on the DJV program. If you don't have any goals, then you probably don't have any problems in your life, right? If you're just sitting there like a bump on a log, then you're living the life that a lot of people want. They don't want any problems, no stress. They just want to exist, kind of like the old bump on the log, yep, or a bunch of cockroaches. However, maybe that's extreme, but you know what I'm saying. Setting goals. My goal is to have problems discussed on this program and solutions for the problems as much as anything else. A lot of things. I have a lot of goals here to bring you with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, issues of the day. So, Jennifer, in your mind, what's the most important trending story at the moment?
Well, oh, gosh, trending for me is that we've had some earthquakes in California, so that's actually shifted people's attention. Otherwise, I
pardon
think
the pun.
Get it? See, it's been shaking things up. Otherwise, I think it's the amount of money that's going into the stimulus for these different phases of economic relief that's going out to individuals and small businesses. Obviously, we've heard that there's a deal on a fourth phase that'll help replenish the payment or the payroll protection plan, but also gives money for testing in hospitals. But at the same time, because I am a conservative, the idea that we're putting ourselves so much further in debt, and I understand it's necessary in a time like this, but how are we ever going to dig out of this?
Well, I guess, is it necessary? Is the question, are all these events or all these actions or all of these avoidances or all of the measures that have been taken, are they all necessary? I think that's a question.
Well, and we can debate that. I think the idea is it what it is right now. We live in reality.
We've
right
gone
now. The government
into it.
Locally,
yes, right.
Locally and at the federal level have all said stay home. And so when the government tells you to stay home, then of course they're going to have to provide you with some relief. And so obviously, this is that necessary evil that follows it. So whether or not we think it's the right path we went down, it's not even it. It's just where we are. And I don't know. I mean, this is a lot of debt we're racking up.
Well, it's not only that, but the pent-up frustrations of people who, you know, have problems with jobs, they've lost their jobs, can't pay their bills, but just being cooped up in the confines of homes or apartments or just whatever the small little corner of the world you have that you call your own, that's leading to people getting pretty angry. And with all the guns that have been sold in the last 2 or 3 months and with the kinds of thinking that some crazy people have, you know, there have been some predictions if this stuff doesn't sort of get itself sorted out by summertime when it gets hot. That's the thing that sort of bothers me about this. Have we gone one step too far? Have we become so aligned with government and control? Have we given up too much in order to, you know, deal with this situation? And I have my own feelings, and I've been pretty, my feelings and my thoughts have changed. They go up and they go down, depending on the gradient information that comes from sources in which I believe, or to which I believe. There are a lot of sources for information that I don't believe, based on my own experience of having been close to this, doing talk radio programs since 1974, being somebody who looks at lots of different sites every day and used to read lots of different newspapers every day. I've never been one to really watch the news on television. I like the news. I ran the news station in Boston for almost 2 years, and it changed my focus, actually, on how I got information personally, because I watched how the newsroom worked, and I watched how, you know, I've been a newsman before I went into the management of the news station. I was a newsman. I've done just about everything there is in broadcasting, and I think that's how I sharpened my skills at finding information, looking for places that don't necessarily show up on the front page of you know, the source material that you see there is often other reporters reporting on what other reporters have said, or what they find. Very little investigative journalism that goes on these days. And so we tend to, you know, like today, excuse me, this week, there'll be this whole thing. World Health Organization says it came from a bat. Well, if you really know about the World Health Organization, this is why most people don't know, and they haven't made it their business, and I guess should they? Their life doesn't depend on what the World Health Organization is all about, or does it? In this circumstance, all these people that the CDC, many of the health so-called experts who follow the recommendations of the CDC or any of these other people, who then follow the recommendations of the World Health Organization, who obviously are in the pocket of the Chinese government.
Well, it looks, so, I mean, to me, you know, from a, like a 30,000-foot view of this, the World Health Organization clearly has very, very strong ties to China. And if China can convince the world that this came from animals, then you can't sue China. And we know how many countries are already lined up with lawsuits to sue China for loss of business and loss of life and things like that. So if the World Health Organization gets on board and says, yeah, this came from animals and there's nothing that the Chinese government could have done or blah, blah, blah.
But who believes
that? All this is a lot of people. You would be surprised. People think I'm a kook, and you guys know.
Yeah.
Like, I am not a tinfoil hat person.
Well,
you've
become kookier since you've been around us, though.
Yeah, it happens to all of us, Victoria. Time.
But it's amazing how many people think that I'm just crazy for saying you know, this came from a lab.
The research is coming out on our side to actually say what we thought all along is actually true. I think. As a realist,
Jennifer, the World Health Organization is trying to put the brakes on it.
Right.
Because there is more and more and more evidence that suggests that it actually did come out of that lab.
Absolutely. Follow Tom Cotton, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. I know Tom Cotton's a Republican, but he's really at the forefront of this China thing. Follow all the stuff that he's
getting.
The senator
from Tennessee?
He's from Arkansas, I think,
Tom
Cotton.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
So follow him, and you'll see all of this information that's coming out. He's been kind of leading the charge in Congress in a bipartisan way against China. But I don't know how realistic it is for individuals or for corporations or even for states to sue China, which is what is – that's kind of the movement. I don't know how realistic
you know
that
it
is
does,
that you're
going
to get paid out. But we've got to get our companies out of China.
Attention.
We have to move them.
Yes, it gives you attention. Focus on China and what they're about. Even if we can't win the suit, you get into the weeds – with how bad these people are, what bad people they are.
Instead, let's incentivize.
Government.
So if you're a state, or if you're the federal government, start incentivizing people to come back to business here.
That takes leadership. That takes people getting off of their duffs. Stop the fight. And realize what
and stop
is.
Stop thinking if you say America first that somehow means that you're a Trump supporter. If you can't,
a MAGA.
Say it,
it
is not. This is where it gets really dangerous. There are a lot of people out there who at least present like they're rooting against the country because they don't want to look like they're on Team Trump. That's stupid. You need to root for Team America, and you need to move your businesses back from China to this country, and that will hurt them the most. And we've got to stop taking out loans and debt, and it's just all.
We haven't borrowed any money for this. They're just printing it.
I know, but that's no good.
It's not going to help us out any. The clip of the day, podcast at djvshow.com, answers the question, will Bon Jovi be paying your bills during the pandemic? Find out the answer to that and some other interesting things anecdotally. Podcast clip of the day at djvshow.com.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Did we miss you, Mama?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys.
Got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY11 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY11 to 85850. That's EASY11 to 85850.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here we are at 18 after the hour, sitting in Doug, 18 after the hour on the DJV program. So El Presidente and El Prime Ministero have joined together to combat the virus. Apparently Boris and the Donald are working together. Cooperate, and they had a phone conversation. That was the kind of conversation I'd love to be a bird on the wall or a bee or a fly or something to hear what these guys talk about and what they, you know, do. Do people listen? Is there somebody listening into every conversation these guys have, no matter what it is, no matter to whom it is?
Should be, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Why should there be? Why couldn't they just have a private conversation?
Well, I think for national security purposes, right?
It's part of the public record.
What would it have? So then Trump wouldn't say, hey, that wife you've got now is pretty
hot.
That's
why I have a real problem with, like, so Nancy Pelosi deleted some tweets, not to boomerang this about Nancy, but just give me a minute. Nancy Pelosi deleted some tweets about her saying that people, it's totally safe to go to Chinatown. Come on out. She deleted that. I don't think that that should be deleted. I think that the president's tweets, that any elected representative, that becomes part of the record.
Okay.
So, it's just deleted, like phone conversations. You know what I'm saying?
Deleted tweets. Like, I mean, Trump has deleted tweets, but they, you know, tweets
I don't think
are
they
there.
Should.
They go,
no.
You know, they don't ever go away. That they're very easily, you know, they resurface
I think
all
that
the
once
time.
You're, if you're publicly tweeting, it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like
no,
a fine
no, that should be the rule.
It's a record. Yeah.
All right. A couple of things with regard to the government. Tax returns are piling up at the IRS. They haven't gotten yours back yet. Don't hold your breath because the virus has put a stop on most everything. The IRS, I don't even know what they're doing at the IRS. Are these closed
Everyone's
down?
Everyone's working from home. Yeah, they're working. Yeah. The IRS agents who do the processing, they're working from home.
Wow.
So, but the one piece of advice is file electronically. It's the fastest way that they can process your claim and you'll get your refund faster. And it might take
also,
a while, but.
Government News Census Bureau says it needs 4 more months for the count because of the virus. Getting population data. Those spots are running everywhere, too, right? Radio, television, fill out the census so we have enough money going to your schools that are all closed down. Okay. There you go. That's your government at work for you, folks. 21 after.
Complex. supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. Life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Darling, I will be loving you till 70. Baby, my heart
doesn't sound like music from West Side Story. So I'm going to guess this is Ed Sheeran.
It is.
Okay. Warner Music is hosting a virtual musical festival, Play On Fest. Going to raise money for the WA. Well, I don't even want to talk about the World Health Organization. Can we
this is a separate COVID solidarity response fund. So this is separate from the organization's organization. This is a fund that's actually helping people on the front line. So that's why every artist on the planet is raising money for it.
I get what you're saying, and I
agree with you, but this is a separate thing.
Cardi B, Ed Sheeran, Bruno Mars, Panic at the Disco, Green Day, Coldplay, 21 Pilots, Weezer, David Guetta, Charlie Puth, and some more people are performing. The majority of this legendary footage has never and will never be available again anywhere online. I guess LL Cool J is going to kick off the festival, which includes a look back at the late Nipsey Hussle's Victory Lap album at the Hollywood Palladium back in 2018. So if you're a fan, you can tune in this weekend at playonfest.com. That's playonfest.com. And also via Songkick's YouTube. Festival will raise money through Click to Donate Links, exclusive Play On Fest merchandise collection. So,
this is really cool because if you have never been able to see Ed Sheeran, which I have not seen him live, or Panic at the Disco or Coldplay, those tickets are expensive and a lot of people have not been able to see them live. So to watch these performances of concerts that we would never have access to, I think it's a really cool thing that they're, you know, making this public now for a limited time.
Yeah, good idea. All right, and supportive, again, not necessarily the WHO, but of the relief. This is the Solidarity Response Fund that gets the benefit of this. April 24th to the 26th. 72 hours straight. There it is. All right. Next up here is another focus on the celebration, but this one is done by some of Broadway's brightest lights, and Meryl Streep, Patti LuPone are involved in this as well. Celebration of one of the Great White Way's most beloved lyricists and composers, Stephen Sondheim. Be this Sunday at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Take me to the world, a Sondheim 90th birthday celebration. And here is the aforementioned West Side Story. I think Meryl Streep is a great actress. Sometimes I think she plays it up a little. But Bernadette Peters is fabulous. Mandy Patinkin is one of our best, I think. There's something about him that I find in the... he's been with... What's-her-face on Homeland for, what is that, 7, 8 years that's been on the air? And I think he's played
that. Yeah, I've never seen that show, but he's a great actor.
You would like that show. You and your husband should get that show and watch it.
Is that the one with Claire Danes?
Yeah, Claire Danes and Mandy Patinkin. I was trying to think of her.
My mom loves that show.
Yeah, it's a very good show. And then Baranski's in this. She's a late bloomer, but man, is she a great actress. I think she's...
Well, she started on Broadway, actually. Yeah, she's an early bloomer on Broadway. Yeah. She transitioned over to TV and movies.
Kristen Chenoweth also is quite a Broadway presence now. Anyway, this company's taking part in a free virtual concert, which will screen on Broadway.com YouTube channel on the 50th anniversary, the opening night of Sondheim's musical company, April 26, 1970. The show features songs from all the Sondheim catalogs, ones performed by the cast of Pacific Overtures at Classic Stage Company. It's a fundraiser for the artists striving to end poverty, ASTEP. It's the nonprofit conceived by Broadway musical director Mary Mitchell Campbell and some Juilliard students to transform the lives of youth through art. So that's what's happening on Saturday the 26th, all right? Good. That's good to know. 28 past the hour.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Georgia, looking to reopen parts of the state's economy, has given the go-ahead for some non-essential businesses to reopen this week. President Trump said he disagreed strongly, and the top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said it's likely we'll have coronavirus again in the fall.
I am convinced of that because of the degree of transmissibility that has, the global nature. What happens with that will depend on how we're able to contain it when it occurs.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told conservative host Hugh Hewitt how he thinks state government should be able to deal with economic losses from the coronavirus pandemic.
I would certainly be in favor of allowing states to use the bankruptcy route to save some cities, and there's no good reason for it not to be available.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The actor, forever known as Iceman, has written a book that's getting some attention. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
After minor TV roles for a few years, it proved to be his breakout movie. Val Kilmer didn't even really want to be in the 1986 hit Top Gun, though.
Maverick, it's not your flying. It's your attitude. The enemy's dangerous. Right now, you're worse than the enemy.
But Kilmer begged to be put in the upcoming sequel. That's one of the revelations in I'm Your Huckleberry, the actor's new memoir that's just been released. The 60-year-old Kilmer writes with a lot of candor about his life, his loves, his faith, regrets, and his battle with throat cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
April 22nd marks the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, and it's the cleanest and quietest in years. President Trump spoke about the ceremony at the White House.
Earlier today, the First Lady and I planted a tree on the South Lawn of the White House in recognition of the 50th annual Earth Day. I was glad to announce that we will begin to reopen our national parks and public lands. We want Americans to be able to satisfy and be really safe. We want them to satisfy their family that safety is going to happen, and maybe even at a level like never before. We've learned so much, but we want them to enjoy these great national treasures as we continue to take reasonable precautions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Four at the hour now in the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, focused on, I guess we haven't had some food news for quite a while, Victoria, frankly, and I'm looking around at a couple of things.
Because there's food shortage news.
That's right. About it. Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, no shortage of controversy around Land O'Lakes butter and having the Native American logo for as many years as they have. What, 100 years, I think, they've had that. That logo, the Native American woman. So now, it's all but forgotten, right? They're all gone. What are they? Have they cut it out already?
Is it common knowledge that the Native American woman on the box is named Mia? Because I never knew that. I never knew she had a name.
I just thought it was a woman Indian.
Yeah. So anyway, but her name's Mia, and now she's no longer on the box. So we learned her name just in time to say goodbye. They said that they have they're gradually rolling out for their 100th anniversary. They actually want to change the image to reflect the farmers, because apparently it's a farmer-owned company, or farmers have a share in the company.
Maybe we should sell your image, Doug. You could just be Doug the Farmer instead of
Mia,
the Indian.
Yeah.
I mean, Native.
It's a farmer co-op. like a
lot of... Yeah, so they said the new packaging is, it says, quote, proud to be farmer-owned. As a farmer-owned co-op, we stand together to bring you the very best in dairy. So that's going to be the new packaging. And instead of Mia, the Native American woman, you'll now see pictures of real farmers. So, Doug, you should get on there as a dairy farmer. So it's a Minnesota-based dairy company, which I also did not know that it's from Minnesota. But they talked about it, I think in January, February, they were talking about changing up the logo, and now it's gradually rolling out. So it should be a completely brand new packaging by the end of this year. So you'll still see Mia, the Native American woman, on some packages, but moving forward, I never understand. Like, I don't know. The Native Americans didn't have dairy cows.
No.
Buffalo, so it's a totally different animal. I don't even understand the correlation.
It's taking liberties, let's put it that way.
A lot of liberties.
Taking advantage of what people don't know.
Because it's like land of lakes. I mean, isn't it like probably something from...
I don't know. But that has like a regional... Lakes don't have anything to do with dairy? Like, I don't know. It's a weird...
Well, they kind of do. There's some good farmland around the lakes. But it's what this brings up for me... is something that is more than a pet peeve. The reality of what's going on with dairy farmers in America is such a disgrace, and they're falling by the wayside by the hundreds every month. I don't know where we're going to get our milk from. These horrible places that have 15, 20,000 cows, you know, their average slaughter rate per day is 400 cows, and these places that have thousands, they kill 400 cows a day that they don't, and they run them through the most cows... have, and when I was milking Jerseys, the average lactation was probably 7, 8, maybe 9. We had some cows that had 12 calves, 13 calves over the course of their lives, and these cows had 2 or 3 lactations, and they've killed them. And it's incredible, not only that, but the quality of the milk. You hear me talk about that all the time, and you can hear me get into it really more in detail when you listen to the podcast of my American Family Farmer Show at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, talking about issues of food, family, and the farm. And here's another one that goes back. Please go to, if you have your Facebook account, Victoria doesn't, but Jennifer, you have. If you have a Facebook account, you have a moment. Go to Facebook.com/Argus911. Argus911 was a Facebook account set up by a young woman when she was in school, and she used it to monitor boys. Now she's grown up as an adult, and she uses it to monitor what's going on in her community. And a recent post dated March 25th starts out with, "Can you please look into Smithfield?" And this was aimed at the local newspaper, which is the Argus Leader. They have investigated and come up with the story of what actually has happened. Now, you've heard me tell you this story before, but now here it is in print for all the world to see what the Chinese government and the Wuhan food business, which bought Smithfield about 3.5 years ago. Smithfield Foods, their pork processing plants, the largest in the world. You've heard perhaps of what happened in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where the town basically is shut down because they have pretty much everybody who works in the plant. I think there are 2,300 workers there, 2,400 workers. They all have the coronavirus. So they closed down the plant. And so what's happened to the supply of pork in this country, and also they're supplying themselves, obviously, in China with pork because their pork is no good. What I learned from this, not only is there a problem with the people that work there, but the conditions, apparently, now people have been looking into the plant itself and what has happened, what has changed since the Chinese owned it. They kill 20,000 hogs a day there. Just imagine that. Just think about what kind of an atmosphere. I mean, I don't slaughter any of my animals. Yeah, if they have meat, you got to slaughter the animals. And that's why I don't eat meat, because I know what goes on, excuse me, at these plants. I didn't even want to talk about it because it makes me sick to my stomach. But this is the largest employer in the city. This is the largest, this is an 8-story building on the Big Sioux River. It's the biggest hog processing facility in the country. I think it may be in the world. And they started to look into Smithfield Foods and what goes on. In a moment, we're going to work over the SBA thing affects so many small businesses. The lady who runs the Small Business Council is Karen Kerrigan. She's been on the program before. We're going to talk to her about some of the updates, what things are necessary for us to know about some of these economic injury disaster loans. Up next here on the DJV Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. As men get older, certain screenings are an important part of maintaining overall health. A prostate screening is one of the most important, since cancer of the prostate is the third leading cause of cancer death in American men.
The current recommendations from the American Urologic Association, which is probably the most specialty board type area for this, says that you should undergo routine PSA screening, so it's a blood test that you get, starting around age 55 up until about age 69.
Urologist Dr. Landon Trost says that earlier screenings may be recommended for people with higher risk factors.
Strong family history. It can be much, much younger. Whereas, and certain risk factors, African Americans, for example, are more likely to get prostate cancer, and hence they're screened at younger ages.
His advice? Sit down with your doctor and decide if the test is right for you. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
And yeah, you guys are awesome.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-579-6960, 800-579-6960, 800-579-6960.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here we are at 44 after the hour on the DJV program. The aforementioned Karen Kerrigan has joined us. She is the leader of the small business, I was going to say Small Business Administration. You don't want that handle, do you?
I was getting a lot of phone calls about the status of EIDL and PPP loans.
Yes, I know. Well, you're doing that anyway as the Small Business Council, Small Business and Entrepreneurial. Say that again, Doug. Small Business and Entrepreneurial Council. That's the official name of your organization, right?
That's right. Or you can just say SBE Council. That makes it easier, Doug. How's
the
that?
SBE Council. All right, that's very good. So the PPP money is out now. There's a new... the Senate apparently has passed a small business relief bill to go into phase two of this. The question about the EIDL funds that apparently got hacked or somehow or other info on a number of thousands of people who had applied for the EIDL program the next person that came in to apply saw the last person's information. What more do you know about that, if anything, Karen?
Yeah, it's interesting. Actually, a few of our members of the SBA Council received letters from the SBA, some of them earlier this week, about this. Publicly, they're not calling it a breach, but in the letter, they actually call it a breach. And this occurred at the end of March. Letters went out April 13th, and some of my members received those letters on April 20th. So we have quite a long duration of time between then and when that data exposure occurred and when our members knew about it. So, you know, the SBA said, look, we immediately shut down the program. You know, we're giving you free access to this, you know, service that will monitor things. But, you know, it's just another problem, you know, with the EIDL in terms of the SBA not really being able to handle none of the volume, the capacity, but obviously the security of data as well. It's just a really old system that wasn't meant, you know, for this type of program.
Right.
So, as long as we're
talking about the EIDL thing, that supposedly is a $10,000 program which most businesses can apply for that doesn't have to be paid back. I know a lot of people who have applied. They don't know anything. They haven't heard anything. Maybe there's a little trickle of money. What do you know about that? What can people who have filed for this, businesses who have filed for the $10,000, expect to happen in the near term to their application?
That $10,000 is not going to be $10,000 because new rules came out that said, look, at because of the popularity and the demand in the program, we're sort of scaling back that advance to $1,000 per employee. Well, this is all surprise news to a lot of our members and small businesses who are counting on that $10,000
right,
to sort of carry them through the month. So, but still, look at, you know, there was $400 billion in demand for that program. Mm-hmm. It was a $10 billion program. In this new bill, there'll be an additional $60 billion put into that program. But still, you have the problem of the huge demand. And you're right. I mean, a lot of these people who apply just said, well, do I have to apply again now? Where am I in the queue? I didn't receive any notice. So all I can say is that, you know, apply again or just do what you can to track it down. But at this point, I know with our members, they sort of moved on and said, look, we're looking for other sources, you know, of capital if we can find it to carry us through.
You mean borrowing money or other government programs?
Well, even government programs are seeing what they can do in the private capital markets, seeing, mm-hmm. you know, there's so many programs now that have emerged at the local and state level of investors, groups that have come together, you know, to provide grants to small businesses. So, you know, the market has evolved in a way where, you know, you've got a big local response to helping small businesses as well. And, you know, we've sort of pivoted our efforts toward incentivizing that type of investment and that type of capital formation to help these small businesses. But
all right, so where do you send people? Where would you? I know you have a regular presentation, Facebook Live presentation, a discussion that you do on Wednesdays, I think, right, from 11 to noon? Isn't that what you're pretty much doing to help the people that belong to your organization with ideas like this?
Yes. I mean, well, two things. One, sign up for our e-news, sbecouncil.org. You can do that for free, our Small Business Insider. And we give you a lot of tips and updates. And, you know, this $300 billion that's coming down the pike in PPP, for example, we're saying don't put all your eggs in one PPP basket. You know, go to fintech leaders, the Intuits and the PayPals of the world, because they've been approved to provide these loans. So go to a few other resources besides, you know, your primary lender. The other thing is, yes, tomorrow, actually, April 23rd, we do have a Facebook Live discussion on reopening the economy and what you need to do to prepare, because it's happening whether people are debating this or not.
Right, I know it is.
Yeah.
All right, so the Facebook page is what?
It is SBE Council. If you go to Facebook, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, you'll be able to find our scheduled event at SBEcouncil.org. We also have information on the website.
Karen Kerrigan, thank you.
Join Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's 53 after the hour now. Time for our weekly visit from the friendly, the effervescent, Warren Eckstein, who is the best friend of all the dogs that I know, including his own. My dog loves him. It's just the smell, right? Isn't it people, the dogs react to your smell? You think that's what it is?
A lot of people react to my smell, dog.
Yes, that's right. That's why there's a 6-foot difference. You know, if I were going to lunch with you, you'd have to sit at a table. You'd be 6 feet apart and exercising the cone of the virus rules and regulations. I think last week we talked about whether dogs can carry it or give it to you, and I think we decided that they probably can't. Right? Isn't that what we came away with from that discussion?
Yeah, but you know, there's been some interesting news that maybe cats and ferrets can get some form. So you know,
the cat family seems to be vulnerable to it, right?
Common sense, just wash your hands, just don't pet other people's pets, stay at home if you're not. I mean, if people would just follow common sense, including with their pets. In other words, I see people now walking their dogs in front of my house in Santa Monica. They're not wearing a mask. They're letting their dogs play with other dogs. They're talking to each other. I mean, people are letting this go a little bit too easy, and I'm afraid we're going to see it start transferring, because veterinarians now are just overwhelmed by people asking that same question. Can my dog get it? Can I get it from my dog? Can I get it from my cat? So it's you still got to remain that caution.
During all of this, what's the most frequently asked question on your Saturday weekend radio program, The Pet Show? Is there one consistent question that regards this particular, the episodic adventure of the virus?
You know, besides the fact, can I get it from my dog? It's what about, can I get it from touching a dog or touching someone else's dog? And the research I've been reading, I just read some last night, that because the fur on a dog is so different, it's kind of hard for a virus to stay in there. So the chances of you getting it from a dog are pretty slim. So I would not be overly concerned about that. However, at this point, if my neighbor's walking their dog and I go outside, I'm not petting their dog at this point. I'm just being overcautious, but I think that's the best way to approach it.
All right, dogs and their behavior. Actually, this week we've seen the dog. What is the what's the Bulldog Day? Yesterday was Bulldog Day, National Bulldog Day. Did you see some of the pictures around? I actually posted pictures in the doggy dates. People where Daisy goes for her exercise every day posted picture of her as their representative of the bulldog. And it's just looking at pictures. Some of these dogs,
you know, I just love bulldogs.
I know it.
They all look like they chase parked cars. I just love those mugs on them. I mean, it's those pushed-in faces. So kissable.
All right, here's the story of Ariana Grande, who's so attached to her dogs. She has had a lot of problems with anxiety and depression. You probably talked about that on your program. She flew her dogs on a private jet to Glasgow, Scotland, when she was performing there. I think it was late last year, early this year. She has the names of her dogs tattooed on her left foot. So one wonders...
You have a problem with that, though? You have a problem with a tattoo of a dog on a leg or a foot?
No, Warren, no. No. But in terms of bad behavior, you often say it's not the dogs that are misbehaving, it's their parents, their guardians, their owners who are misunderstanding them. Is that true still? Do you think
there's no such thing as a bad dog. It's just dogs that are brought up the wrong way. I honestly believe that. Having trained 40,000, take it from me, I'm telling you the truth here. Now what we're going to start to see is because so many people are spending time at home with their pets, and their pets are getting used to having their people around, I'll tell you where the behavior is going to come in. When this all ends and people go back to work, I am going to get inundated with people calling me with dogs suffering from separation anxiety, abandonment issues, based on... So even now with my own dogs, I'm making sure that I leave them in the house, I go out in the yard for an hour or two, just so I don't overcompensate by being with them 24/7. And that's some advice that everyone should take out there.
Well,
I know you love being with your dogs, but make sure you give a little separation.
So that's what I think her going to the doggy park, she's with me a lot. Victoria thinks that she's too dependent on me because when I'm not there, she can't get at me. She whines a little bit. She's not been...
Well, I mean, you admitted that you leave her in the car when you go to watch a movie in the movie theater. I mean, that's not normal.
Well, she likes to go with me. She'd rather be with me
in the
car or whatever. So, all right, so better off to leave her home. What's your advice, Warren, on something like
that? I would go move to Houston where you can take her to the theater with you. No, there's actually a theater in Houston where you can take your dog.
Really?
There are. You can take your dog. I'm not going to take sides here, but I kind of agree with Victoria because I don't believe any dog. There was just today, I'm just reading a story this morning out of, I think it was out of Oklahoma or maybe California, actually San Francisco, where a nurse working with the COVID patients had left her dog in the yard, and it was a beautiful six-month-old puppy, and it was just stolen out of her backyard. So dogs stolen out of backyards and cars happens. Leave your dog at home. They're better off that way.
All right. That's Warren's last appearance on the DJV program. It was nice knowing you, Warren. Have a nice life. Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com. I'll take his advice because his advice is great. Seriously. 59 past the hour. That's why he's here.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.